Chav Beis Amid Beis. You know what? We're going to start Chav Beis Amid Aleph, the Ban, because we didn't learn for a few weeks, and we have to know the Mishnah. Okay. We have to know the Mishnah in order to understand the next piece of Gemara. We'll go through the Mishnah quickly just to get to where we're holding. Kama Malkanei Chav Beis Amid Aleph. It's 43. Mishnah at the bottom. Kama Malkanei say, how much Malkas do you give a person? Arboim Chosar Achas. 40 minus 1. Okay? So basically you get 39 Malkas. Shenamar, because it says, B'mispar Arboim. It says in the Torah, Mispar Arboim. As the Gemara explains it to mean, you do it the amount that would hit 40 at the next number. Minyan Shusamach L'Arboim. Amount that comes close to 40. So therefore, the Tanakhama says, Malkus is 39. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Arboim Shleim Suleika. You get 40 Malkus, complete 40. V'heichen Uleika is the Yaseira. Where do you get the extra, the 40th Malkus? Because we'll learn later in the Gemara is going to explain how Malkus were given. It's basically divisible by three. Two-thirds in the back, one-third in the front. So where do you get the extra 40th Malkus is already uneven, and it's an extra one. Bank safer between the shoulders. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they get 40, so where do you get the extra one between the shoulders? Then it says, they named the Nesil B'Makus Ruyus L'Shtalish. You can only estimate, when you want to give Malkus to somebody, you can only estimate it in Malkus so they're divisible by three. A primary rule in Malkus, like we learned, before a guy gets Malkus, the doctors estimate how much he can handle medically. How many Malkus he can handle medically. So the din is, if they say, let's say, you can get 14, you don't give him 14, because 14 is not divisible by 3. You'd give him 12. It has to be a number which is divisible by 3. Now, what happens, the Mishnah says, and this is relevant to the Gemara, Amdullah Kabbal Arboim, what happens if they estimated that the guy can handle 40 Malkus, meaning 39. V'laika mixes, and got half the Malkus, but Amnon, the doctor said then, Shein Yochel Kabbal Arboim, he's not able to handle the 40. Meaning, first they thought he can get it. Then they found out he can't get it. So the din is, potted, he's potted. He doesn't get the rest anymore. That means if the doctors say he can handle 39 Malkus, and after 15 they see the guy is collapsing, so the din is, that's it. He doesn't even get the rest. We don't even say, you know, take a break for a few days, and then we'll pay, you know, give you the rest. Once he got to Malkus, and you see that he can't, he's potter. That's it. Amdur lekabel shmeina esrei. What happened if they estimated that he can handle 18 Malkus? Umishalaka, when once he got to 18, they saw the guy is strong like an ox, and he can get some more. Amdur shiachol lekabel arboim, he's still potter. Okay, so the Mishnah is saying it both ways. If they said you can handle 18, and then they found out you can handle more. This is instead of you?
Yes.
This looks nicer than you.
No. It's
better. I once gave a shiur here many years ago. I had more tape recorders than people. A bunch of people sent tape recorders, and I had more tape recorders. I was talking to more machines than people. So the Mishnah says, and this is just important to understand the next piece of Gemara, if the doctors say he can handle 39, and then in the middle they found out he can't, that's it, he's potter. But the reverse is also true in the opposite way. If they said he can handle only 18, and they gave him 18, and then they saw he can handle more, he doesn't get more. That's the din of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, my time. So first the Gemara is going back to the original thing of the Mishnah, this is where we left off. So the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason why you get 39? L'cha'eda, the question, the Torah says, Arboim yakenu. Arboim means 40. So why do you give him only 39? So iksiv Arboim b'mispar, if the Gemara says, if the Torah would have said, Arboim b'mispar, meaning the word Arboim first, then b'mispar, then it would mean, Arboim havamin, I would think it means, Arboim b'minyon. Literally the number 40. But now, hashtag, b'mispar arboim, now that it says the number 40, not 40 number, number 40, it's mashma, minyan shu seichem esar boim, the number that causes 40 to come about. Mispar, you give him the number, ar boim, that would cause 40 to be the next number. Meaning, he would only get 39. So the Gemara says, the fact that the Torah says, b'mispar ar boim, instead of ar boim mispar, teaches us that you only get 39 malchus. Then, so now Rava says an interesting statement. Kama tipshoi shad inchi. How foolish are some people? The kaima mikama is sefer Torah. They'll get up for a sefer Torah, but the kaima mikama gavur rabba, but they won't stand up for a scholar. Rava says, look how foolish people are, that for a sefer Torah, they'll stand up. For a scholar, they won't. He says, why? A scholar is even greater than a sefer Torah. Why? He's going to say, here the Torah says 40, and the Chachama says, no, 39. That means they're even greater than the Torah, so to speak. Like he says, dilu b'sefer Torah, in the sefer Torah, it says, arboim, 40. V'asir rabbanan, as Rav is saying, out of leniency to a person who's getting whipped, they make it one less, they make it 39.
Why don't they say that when it says the mispar abayim means you have to do, not only do you have to do 40, but you also have to start getting into the 40s and do 41?
No, because mispar abayim means, I'll give you an example. When a person is born, they're in the first year. When you're bar mitzvah, you start your 14th year. Right? So, like if you say tilim for the age that you are, right? So when you're 13, you say kapitel yudalit, because you're in the 14th year. And that's what the Torah means. Once you hit 39, you're already starting 40 because the next number is 40. And that's what b'mispar arboim means. The Mefarshim over here discuss an interesting point. L'cheira, Rav is saying a very big thing over here. Because the Gemara says, originally, we learn it out from the Torah that it's 39. Rav seems to make it that, look how great the scholar is, Torah says 40 and the rabbi said 39. But the Mefarshim asks, that's not what the Gemara just said. The Gemara just said, from the Chumash itself, we learn out that the Torah means 39. That the Torah itself means 39. Right? And here Rava comes along and says, look how great the Chachamim are, that the Torah says 40 and they could change it. The Gemara is not changing. The Gemara didn't change it. The Gemara says, with the fact that the Torah said, b'mispar arboim, means 39. So the Chacham didn't change anything. So they discuss it, but nevertheless, from Rava, Rav is coming along and saying that this is taka, change of the Chacham, because without this, you could have learned that it meant taka 40. Like Rabbi Yehuda, taka does learn. Okay, now the Gemara continues. And the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda says, I boim shleimis. Rabbi Yehuda said, you give him 40, not 39, but you give him 40 complete ones. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchok said, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? L'cheira, the Chacham have a good reason why it should mean only 39. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold 40? Because Yechziv, it says in the Pasuk in Zechariah as follows. Moa makas o'ele ben yadecho. It speaks over there about a false prophet. That's what the Pasuk over there is referring to. And you say to the false prophet, Moa makas o'ele ben yadecho. What are these makas that are between your shoulders? And he's going to say, Asher hukisi bei mihavoy. And he says, I was struck in the house of those who love me. Meaning, what does it mean? That the wound between his, the din is like this. A false prophet gets makis, gets whipped, because it's forbidden to say false prophecy. So over there it says that they can ask him, what's this extra maka between your shoulders? And he's going to say they did it out of love. Meaning, why does Bezdin whip somebody? In fact, the Torah uses the word by Malkis, Asher nikla achicha le'inacha, that your brother will become whipped, hurt, embarrassed, which are different ways of learning. And the Gemara says, once he's hit, he's already back your brother. That means a person is a Rasha, he's separated from the Jews, he gets whipped, he's forgiven, and he becomes your brother again. So the Gemara asked the false prophet, why were you whipped between your shoulders? He's going to say, they whipped me out of love. That's what the Pasuk says. What do you see from the Pasuk? That a guy gets whipped between the shoulders. Now the Mishnah is going to explain, the next Mishnah, you don't get whipped anywhere between the shoulders. So it can't mean the 39 lashes. It must mean an additional lash, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, the 40th lash, the 40th Malkah, you get between the shoulders. So you see from that Pasuk, that there is a 40th hitting that you get between the shoulders. I said, so the question of the Chachamim, I, the Chachamim, hold 39, and this Pasuk seems to imply there's an extra one. So the Gemara answers, over there, kids listen, this is speaking to kids that didn't learn well and the teachers would beat them. So he's not talking about Makis of the Sanhedrin. He's talking about Tineka Shabesrabmu Dechsiv. Therefore, it's not at all talking about the Bezdin giving Malkus. Bezdin gives 39 lashes. I, the Pasuk says about between your shoulders. That's when kids get hit, they used to hit them between the shoulders.
So the person who says that they give this out of love or whatever, that's
kids, kids are hit out of love.
Yeah. Is that a kid saying that?
Yeah, when they get older. When they understand. When they become parents and they said, oh, you should know you were hit out of love. Okay, now the Gemara says as follows. In the Mishnah Tzaradin, in Eimdim Ele B'makas HaRoyis, it says in the Mishnah Tudinim, now the Gemara is only quoting the first part of it, the Gemara really means the second part. The Mishnah says you can only give makas on an amount which is divisible by three. Then the Mishnah said a din, that if they estimated you to get 39, and in the middle they found out you can't, you don't get Malkus. They don't finish it. And if they said you can get 18, you got 18, and they saw you can get more, you also don't get any more. Okay? So the Gemara says, lock in, only if they already gave you Malkus. Loi lock a loi, but if they didn't give you, no. Meaning as follows. Let me explain outside the Gemara, because without this, it's very easy to understand. What happens, because the Gemara is going to ask a contradiction from another Breiser, okay? In the Mishnah, basically, it said it didn't. That if they said you can get 39, and then in the middle of the Makis, the Gemara says, they found out that you can't, so then you stop, and you potter. What happens, though, the Gemara is going to discuss, if they said you can get 39, but they didn't whip you yet, and then they made up, you can only handle 18. You can only handle 18. What's the din? What does it imply in our Mishnah? In the Mishnah, it implies you're going to get the 18. Because the Mishnah says, if they estimated you can get 39, and in the middle of the hitting, they realize you can only get 18, then you're going to get 18. And you don't have to get the rest. What happens, though, if they didn't hit you yet? If they change the evaluation. So now the Gemara is going to discuss what happens in that case. But it seemingly contradicts our Mishnah. Let's see it inside. The Gemara says, lock in only if he got whipped. That's when he doesn't have to get more. But, lay locker, but if he didn't get any Malkus yet, he has to, it doesn't apply. V'namin will ask a question. It says a strange din, seemingly a strange din. Amdu l'kabal arboim, if somebody evaluated that the guy can handle 40 lashes. V'chaz ruvi amru, and then they reassessed him. And they said, ein yechol l'kabal arboim, you can't get 40. Potter, he doesn't get Malkus at all. It's a strange din. If they said you can get 39, and then they said, no, he can get 21. He doesn't get any.
If there's a misdiagnosis, you're off.
You're off. Hung Malkus. 1 minute. One minute. Amdu l'kabel shmein asrei. The same thing. What happens if they said you can get 18? v'chazuv amdu, and then they reevaluated him before they hit him even. Sheyachol akabel, I bummed that he didn't get 40, potter. Then he doesn't get any additional lashes. Okay? What do you see? Even if he wasn't whipped yet, you free him from the additional malchus, even though he didn't get any yet. That seems to contradict our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says only in middle of malchus if they found out that you can't. So Amar Rav Sheshet say kasha. Rav Sheshet answers not a kasha. On the Amdu L'Yoyma, one case is when they reassessed it on the same day. And the next case is speaking when they reassessed him the next day. Now it means as follows. If they assess a guy on the same day and it's a different cheshbon, there's a mistake here. Right? So then, even if you didn't get anything, you're not going to get. But if they estimated him one day and reevaluated it the second day, it could be his body's changed. Not the makis, but the body changed. So it's possible that his condition changed from day to day, so therefore the makis didn't change. So therefore, the Gemara answers is the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa, whether, here he goes into a whole Megillah about this. And just to read it, that should be more understood. In the case of the Mishnah, if he received even part of his first assessment, before the court realized the mistake, he's potter. The first assessment cannot be continued because now proves that the first assessment was wrong. Right? Because he started hitting him. In middle, they found that he can't handle it. That means the first assessment obviously was wrong. So he's freed. Now, you can't do the second assessment. Why not? Because the first assessment was done. Once it's done, he's potter. Because he got whipped. Once he gets a little bit whipped, it's done. It's gone. In the Mishnah's second case, when he was supposed to get 18, and then they realized you can get 40, so then, if the court realized before the mistake, they can't do more because they already said the first assessment. If he did not receive any lashes, what happens if Bezim said you can get 18? He didn't get any lashes. And then Bezdin said, no, you can get 39. He's going to get 39. That's what our Mishnah holds. The Mishnah says, if they whipped him 18, and then they realized he can get 39, he's not going to get any more. Because one assessment was done. Once you get whipped, you're a tzaddik already. But in the case of the Mishnah, if they estimated you can get 18, they didn't give him at all. Then they said, you can get 39. So obviously the first assessment is wrong. His body didn't change because the assessment was done on the same day. If it's done on the same day, it's not that his body changed. It means the assessment was wrong. And if he never got any malchus, the assessment is wrong, so you go only by the second assessment. So therefore, our Mishnah would hold as follows. If they said you can get 18, and they didn't give him any malchus, and on the same day, they said, oh no, we made a mistake, he can get 39. He's going to get 39. But if they hit him 18, and then they realize they can get 39, he's not going to get any more. Because he got the assessment of malchus already. What?
Do they have to say a specific number, or could they say he get between 18 and 22?
No, they have to say a specific number, and... Well, if they say he can get 20, they're only going to give him 18. They can't give him 21. Because we'll learn at the next Mishnah, if Bezin said 21, and the guy hit him 22 and killed him, he has to go to the Ari Miklat, the city of refuge, for the rest of his life. If they estimated him, by the way, we'll see in the next Mishnah, if they estimated him for 18, and they gave him 18 and the guy died, the guy that hit him is off the hook completely. Because he did what Bezin told him to do. Bezin said 18, give him 18. So if Bezin says, if the doctor says 20, they're not going to give him 20. Because they would have to give him 21. They can't give him 21 because it's over. So give him 18.
If in the middle he's not able to take any more, there's someone there to
Yeah, they have the Beznum, whatever. No. They're going to kill the guy first. No, once the Chatchila, you establish it, the numbers you establish are divisible by three. But if they gave him 13, and they see the guy is dying, they're not going to say, oh, no, 1 minute, we have to give you two more because you need divisible by three. I mean, the guy's going to die. Maybe. See, that you can't do. When the doctor sees that he's collapsing.
It could be that only if he's going to die from it or other things too?
No, die or seriously hurt. Huh? I mean, I don't know exactly what it was. They estimate what he's able to handle.
Is it expected that he'll bleed?
I mean, I don't think they're going to let him get a heart attack in... you know, obviously, what he can physically handle, that he won't be permanently damaged.
Is it expected that he'll bleed? I mean, is he supposed to bleed? Or?
You know, if the way the Gemara describes it later, if the guy doesn't bleed, he's either Superman or bloodless. one of the two. Maybe he's full of mashka, I don't know. But the way they describe, man, the guy gave him a zetz with these thick, wide straps.
Yeah.
I mean... as it says, without any clothing on.
Right.
Because he has to hit the body. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, it kills. That's why in the olden times people didn't sin. Because they knew what they were going to get, you know. It didn't pay to eat an ounce of chazer, to eat a pig sandwich, to get 39 lashes. It just didn't pay. That's it. Mm-hmm. And they were warned, you know, with the whole thing. Okay, next Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah like this, Aved Aveda, Shiyash Bo Shnei Lavim. What happens if a guy, like remember we learned before in the Mishnah, it's possible to do one act and get 18 Malkus or 16 Malkus. Remember the Mishnah before? You can get 8 Lavim. And then the Gemara says you can get more and more and more and more. So what happens if a guy did one Aveda that gets double, the simple example would be a guy is plowing a field with an ox and a donkey together, which is not allowed, and they're plowing wheat and grapes together, which is also forbidden. So he's doing one act that gets double malchus. So, amdu eimir echod, but the Bezdin said, okay, you did an Aveda that demands double malchus. So you need to get 39 times 2, 78 Malkus. So what happens if they estimated him one estimation? So he said, listen, from the 78, you can handle 48. Right? Because he needs divisible by 3. You can handle 48. Leike, and he gets part of them. Potter, he's potter from the rest. Vim lav, and if not, meaning, what happened over there like this? Amdo Echad, the Bezdin evaluated one assessment for both Avedas. So the din is Leiko Potter. If he gets flogged, if he gets Malkus for what he did, he's Potter. That's it. Meaning, he doesn't have to get any extra ones. But, Vimlav, if the court assessed him and found that he cannot handle the full 39 lashes for one penalty, so then what happens, Leiko Misrape, he gets Malkus, he heals, V'chayzavalok, and then he gets Malkus again for the second Aveda. Huh?
He has to
come back for a second beating. second fitting.
How much time
they give him? Until he gets healthy. They would give him, meaning, they found out that he cannot handle 39 plus additional. So then Bezdin says, you know what? We're going to hit you once, and then you're going to get healthy, and they're going to whip you again, because two separate Avedas. So really, you should be getting two assessments. So two assessments, you got two assessments.
Is he going to be positive if they hit him, and then if they didn't want to help? It's not fully healed.
then they're not going to hit him again. If he doesn't get completely healed, they're not able to hit him again, because then again, it's dangerous. If dangerous, you don't have to do it. So the Gemara asks a similar question about Tanya, but we learned, ein aimed him, aimed echo the shnei lavim. You can't make one assessment for two transgressions. The first part of the mission said that if they did two avedas in one act, and then they made one assessment for both avedas, then this and this is the din. But the Gemara said, well, you're not allowed to. How could Beis Din do it if the halacha is you're not allowed to? Beis Din does things right. Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes answered as follows. The kasha is not a contradiction. They're talking about different cases. Here in the Bryce's case, where it says you can't do two assessments at the same time, is Damdul Arboim Vachado. If they said that he can handle 41 lashes. Okay, so now they're saying 41, they're automatically saying 39 plus 3. Okay? So 1 minute. When they said 40, I'm sorry, they said 41, it's 39 plus 2. So it can't be two assessments. Because every assessment, Beis Din has to be divisible by 3. So if Beis Din says, listen, you did two sins, we can give you 41. Right? So they can't give him 41, because 41 is not divisible by 3. So what are they going to give him? 39. So 39 is for only one Aveda. So what happened to the second Aveda? So then you're going to wait until you get healthy, and then they're going to whip you again. But if Beis Din estimated him for Aboyim Letarti, but if they evaluated him and assessed him for 42, so then it's 39 for the first Aveda, plus 3 for the second Aveda, which is good, because it's divisible by 3, so then he would have to get both one shot. Once he gets him, he's potter. In other words, there's times that Beis Din could make one assessment for two Avedas, if it's 39 plus a divisible by 3. But if it's not a divisible by 3, so the guy can only get 39 anyway, so that's only for the first Aveda. So the second Aveda, he's going to have to wait until he heals, and then stand in line to get it again. Okay, now the Mishnah says, Kate said Malkanesi. Now the Mishnah is going to be descriptive, and how did they whip the guy? This is the practical procedure. How do they give a guy Malkus? So the Gemara says as follows. The Mishnah says as follows. Kate and Malkanesi, how do they give him Malkus? Kefish te yodav ala omad helich vehelich. They tied his two hands on the side of a post. So his hands were tied down, not to get in the way. V'chazen ha-knesses, chazen ha-knesses would be like the shamus of the Beis Din. Okay? Eches b'begodav grasps the guy's garments and pulls on them. And the Gemara says, im nikru, nikru. If they tear, they tear. Im nifru, nifru. If the seams split open, the seams split open. In other words, kriya is when you tear it not on the seams. And the second one he says, nifrum, nifrumu is when you tear it on the seams. So the guy was tied down with his two hands, and the guy ripped his clothing. And if they tore, they tore. He had to take off his clothing. So if they ripped, they ripped. It didn't matter. There was no problem with that. Achu megale aslibe, until he uncovers his heart, meaning that he bears his chest. This Gemara is speaking about men, not about women, because Gemara is going to say later about what's the din of women. Achu megale aslibe, he uncovers his heart, meaning he bears the chest and the back, you know, to the guy that's going to give him malchus. And the stone, because the guy, when he gave Malkus for leverage purposes, had to stand higher. Because then when you hit, you hit. No, there's no monkey business here. So the guy was like this, on the post, tied his hands tied down. They took off basically, they ripped off his top that should be exposing his body. Some Mefarshim learn that the reason for that is because when the Torah says whip him, it means him. You got to whip him. The body has to get whipped, not the clothing. So you have to rip the clothing.
So are they allowed to rip the clothing?
Huh?
So
Well, there's two reasons. The Rambam writes the reason is because it says him, meaning the body. Another reason is, which is the first reason, is to degrade the person. Part of the process of kapara, it's part of the kapara was that he should get, this is not a public viewing, by the way, I mean, Malchus was done in the Bezdin. But they wanted that he should feel degraded, and that was caused part of the tshuva.
Were there a lot of Malchus? Were there a lot of people get Malchus?
Like I said, if people knew that by sinning they're going to get whipped. A lot of people didn't sin.
Or at least in private.
If you can't pay for it, well, you, we said many times, the wrong of a sin is getting caught. The sin of stealing is to get caught, not to steal. Yeah, in order to get Malchus, you have to be warned, and it has to be warned that it's forbidden, and the punishment immediately prior to the act, within a few seconds of the act. If you warned him a minute before the act, he's not going to get Malchus. I mean, to get Malchus, there was a lot of biblical restrictions, halachic restrictions, to enable a guy to even get Malchus. If there were no two kosher witnesses. I'll give you an example. One guy witnessed a guy eating a ham sandwich. Yeah, and he warned him. He's not going to get Malchus. Yeah, and witnesses again have to be kosher witnesses, meaning women are disqualified from being witnesses. Relatives are disqualified from being witnesses. If a guy's a Rasha, he's not a kosher witness. So it has to be, number one, the criteria of a kosher witness. Then they have to warn him, meaning within the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Malacha Rabbi, which means immediately prior to the act, they have to say, it's forbidden and you're going to get whipped. Okay? And the guy still did it. You know, a lot of times they would warn him, the guy would stop. So how often Malchus was, the Gemara doesn't say. The Mishnah Sanhedrin says that a Bezdin they killed once in 7 years. Another opinion in the Mishnah, which is not the Halacha, but the opinion in the Mishnah says once in 70 years, it was called a killing Bezdin. So killing was very rare. How often Malchus was, obviously was more common than killing somebody. Because Bezdin used to make the witnesses by capital punishment so crazy that it was almost impossible for them to have a joint testimony, a coherent joint testimony. The Bezdin would make them so crazy in their discussion, Chakira Drisha, in their checking him out, investigation, that rarely would they be able to agree. No, one in the presence of both. I mean, yeah. No, the witnesses had to the warning had to come from the witnesses. What? Yeah,
it's happened.
Sure, they happened.
You see so?
I didn't see in Singapore it happened, but.
The Taliban made
no.
50,000 people. Makot.
Yeah, but Bezdin. What? They got it from us. We were first.
Well,
you have to remember, we were first.
We never learned Makot from
us. But the Chumash.
Never.
Sure, we did.
No.
Okay. So it says as follows. Ve'evin the sunim acharav, the stone, meaning the step stool, so to speak, was behind the guy. Chazan HaKnesset, same middle of the attendant. Here they call him the Chazan because either he was, it's interesting, why do they call him Chaz? He says, because to see, or one who oversees the various needs of the community. So he was the whipper, you know. He would stand on top of it, v'ratzua b'yaday, and he had this strap in his hand, shel egel, made out of calfskin. Kfula echad l'shnayim u'shnayim l'arba. Doubled into two and double-doubled. Some of us should learn, it was one strap made into four. You just doubled it over into four. And some hold it was two straps doubled. But the bottom line was like four straps. But, ushtei ritzua shal chamer elis v'yardizba, and two straps of a, these were from a calf. And then, the additional two straps of a donkey, elis v'yardizba, were going up and down in it. And this is, it was like a stitch-like manner, you know, it was like interwoven. Yoda tefach, the handle of it was a tefach, the handle of the whip was a tefach. V'roch b'tefach, and it was a tefach wide. Tefach is 3 inches. That means this thing was 4 inches wide, the strap. V'reishe megazal pi krisei, and his tip should reach the beginning of his stomach. Okay, that's how long it had to be. And therefore the Mefarshim learn that the straps, so some Mefarshim learn that they had different size straps. Because if it had to go from the back to hit his stomach, or in the front.
Oh, it had to hit his stomach?
Yeah, from the front. So then, some people say they had different size straps for different height people. And some Rishonim learn it was one strap that was movable. They made it in a way that you can make it bigger or smaller. Like a belt, you know, you can make it bigger or smaller. And then, Umakais is shlish milfonov. 1/3 of the lashes were on the front of his body. Okay? Like the Rambam learns on the chest. V'shtei yadis melacharav, and 2/3 of the lashes on his back. That's why you have to be divisible by 3. Whatever number you gave him, if it was 18, so 1/3, meaning 6, were in the front, and 12 were in the back. But that's why you have to be divisible by 3. When you hit him, you didn't stand. You didn't sit. You were leaning over. That means when the guy hit, he didn't stand upright and hit. He bent over, he didn't sit. But he's standing, but he bent over and hit the guy that way. Why? Because the Pasuk says, the judge shall bend down, meaning that the Torah says you're going to cause the shefet, the guy that hits you, to bend down. So if you're bending down, that's the position that you have to give Malkus to. Now the Mishnah continues. How did the guy whip him? Not with both hands. He had to hit him with one hand with all his might. Okay. And the reader reads the very psukim of Chumash while the guy was getting whipped. What does he read? Im leisish melasis, if you don't observe mitzvahs, v'hifla Hashem es makeischa, Hashem is going to make wondrous your plagues, v'esmakis arer, and the plagues of your family, v'cheizer l'tchila sakei mikra, and then if he finishes the pasuk, before the guy finished whipping, the amount, he starts again. What we get out of Yom Kippur is nothing. It's a little tap on the back. And then he says, v'shmartim es divri abris of zayis, you should keep this covenant, and he concludes with the pasuk, which has 13 words, and then he goes back to the beginning of the pasuk again. So the Mishnah says, what happens when you're giving him the lashes? Besdin said he can get 18. You give him 18 and the guy dies. So the din is potter. He doesn't have to do anything because he did exactly what Besdin told him to do. Besdin said 18, he did 18. It's like, if Bezdin put somebody to death, the guy of Bezdin killed him is not a murderer. I mean, he can't charge or sue him for being a murderer. Because he did what Bezdin told him to do. What happens though? What happens if he gave him an extra blow? That means Bezdin said you can get 18, and he gave him 19. And then by the 19th he died. So then the din is, he has to go to Golus. He has to go to the Ari Miklat and stay in the Ari Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies, just like somebody who killed somebody accidentally. Why? So the Mefarshim is very simple. When he did what Bezdin told him to do, Bezdin said he can get 18 makis, and you give him 18 makis, then you are a shliach of Bezdin. Once you did one more on your own, then you're not representing Bezdin anymore. You did it as an individual. An individual, you killed somebody accidentally. Granted, it wasn't intentionally. It was accidentally. But you have to go to the Ari Miklat. Now, Miskalkel, what happens because of the lashes, you force the guy to soil himself, either with urine or with what's called gudelim, with the bowel movement. Now, the guy got so nervous in the hitting that he caused him to go to the bathroom over there, so to speak. So the din is bein b'rei bein b'mayim, whether he did it with, you know, k'tanim g'dalim urine or whatever, he's parted from getting any lashes. That means the Torah is saying as follows. Even if you didn't even hit the guy yet, you're about to hit him, and the guy soiled himself, he's potter from Malkus. Why? Because the Torah says, V'nikla achicha, he will be demeaned. The fact that he went and soiled himself, that itself is demeaned, and therefore he's already achicha.
Well, see, after you tore his shirts and then all that other stuff. I mean,
well, it depends on the person. So therefore, not only do you have to stop in the middle, I'm saying, but even if he did it before, you don't give him. So that's what the Chacham knows. Rabbi Yehuda says it's different. Ha'ish bereye, a man is only with the gedolim, v'isha b'mayim, and a woman is only with urine, because women are more sensitive to shame, and because they're more sensitive to shame, so you're more lenient by women than you are by men with this whole malchus bit, with the embarrassment.
What about the people making the decision, like the doctor and everything? They don't get responsible if they're not responsible if they overestimate or
no. No. They're doing it as a shliach of Bezdin, and therefore, even if they evaluated that he could get 39, and he died at 25 malchus, Bezdin, the doctor's not going to get blamed. There's not malpractice over here like in America where you start suing for malpractice. If the doctor said he can get 39 and they didn't reassess it like we learned before,
right.
That they didn't reassess
it.
It was a Shliach Bezdin. I mean, the Bezdin had the doctor. Whether it's a doctor, I mean, the Gemara just said Shliach Amdu. It was basic. Rashi says it was a Reife that evaluated him.
So there's no doctor.
Sure, they had doctors.
Where?
What do you mean?
Time for the Makos?
Sure.
The Kaihani was.
No, Bezdin had a doctor that checked out how many the guy can handle. What did Bezdin know about? They're doctors in the time of the Chumash. The Rapi Yerapi. To go to doctors. They had doctors all the way in the earliest of times. So that wasn't the problem. Okay.